The turmoil in Ukraine dimmed some of the Olympic lights focused on nearby Sochi. Doesn't matter. Russian and Olympic officials have declared the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi a success. The Black Sea Resort is hoping to capitalize on that by attracting new tourists to the area. Now, Sochi's neighbor to the south, Abkhazia, was hoping for some of the same, but tiny Abkhazia wasn't invited to the party. Its uncertain status as a breakaway province of the country of Georgia did not help, and Russia, whose security forces control the border gates, sealed off Abkhazia for the duration of both the Olympic and the Paralympics, which are coming up. Reporter Jacob Resnick has more.
Abkhazia sits just south of Russia, on the eastern shore of the Black Sea. It's a verdant subtropical paradise, once considered the jewel of the Soviet Union. But when the USSR collapsed, Abkhazia became a province of newly independent Georgia. Soon after ethnic Abkhaz began demanding autonomy, the eventual civil war left 20,000 dead and displaced more than 200,000 ethnic Georgians. Georgia continues to claim this territory, a stance backed by the United States and European Union, and rejects Abkhazia's independence, which is recognized only by Russia and a handful of other states. Towering over the capital city, Sukhumi, is the former Soviet-era administration complex. With the help of the caretaker, we break the frozen padlock for a look inside. From atop the 12-story burned-out shell of a building, you can see the Black Sea coast, long a top resort area for elites. These vacation towns are about the same distance from the Olympic ski slopes in Russia as Sochi, and locals had hoped that people attending the Games might stay here. But it wasn't to be. During this 6-week period around the Olympics and Paralympics, Russia has imposed a 7-mile security buffer. The border has been sealed to traffic. Except for vital goods by special permit, all trains have been canceled to and from Russia.
Okay. So basically he recommends that within this 11-kilometer zone, obviously it's best not to have the interviews.
A first attempt at interviewing people at the border was frustrated by a polite yet firm Abkhaz official who said journalists couldn't work inside the security zone. But around the corner, a cafe owner named Gunda is all too eager to share her opinion. She points to a pair of women at a nearby table who normally shuttle goods back and forth to Russia.
Look at these women. They left their families far from here, and they're living in someone else's house so they can work on the border. They're the breadwinners, and now there's no work.
The women nod in agreement, but are quick to affirm their allegiance to the Russian Federation. Not only are they allowed to work across the border, they also get a pension from the Russian government, which is why they say they support Russian athletes at Sochi. They can't actually root for an Abkhazian team because Abkhazia isn't recognized by the International Olympic Committee. Jarnaz Benia, Abkhazia's head wrestling coach, would like to see that changed. Wrestling is big here, and Benia's coached some world-class athletes, but almost always under the Russian flag. Benia is showing off a new sports complex in his hometown of Gudauta. He says these 11 new facilities will help develop world-class athletes in disciplines from soccer to gymnastics to wrestling in towns across Abkhazia. He says the dream of coaches and athletes here is that the international community recognizes Abkhazia so we can compete in the Summer Olympics under our own flag. But that might take a while. Abkhaz officials praise Russia for supporting them, both financially and militarily. Russia has deployed thousands of troops in Abkhazia, ostensibly to protect this country from invasion. Georgia considers this a military occupation of its territory, and so believes that Abkhaz authorities here are mere puppets of the Kremlin. This month, Georgian officials called on Olympic visitors to stay away from Abkhazian resorts and vowed that Georgia will never give up the territory. And so the stalemate continues. Abkhazians ask the world for recognition as an independent state, while Georgia's government says that will never happen and demands that Russia stop propping up what they see as a rogue regime. In the meantime, Abkhazia's people are missing out on Sochi's $51 billion Olympic party just up the road. For the world, I'm Jacob Resnick, Sukhumi, Abkhazia, or Georgia, depending who you ask.